喜乐与你同在。
May the blessing, the peace and joy of Jesus be with you.
我们在聚会之前，我们低头来预备心，来默祷。
Let's all bow our hands, pray in silence before the service.
阿们，奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this morning's service.
我们唱诗368首。
We'll sing hymn 368.Standing and we'll pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，你来到世界上，对给我们丰盛的恩典与真理。
Lord, we thank you for coming to this world to bring you, bring us the truth and the grace and ways with you.
主啊，照你应许，你要赐给我们生命，并且要赐给我们更丰盛的生命。
Lord, according to your promise, you give us life and more abundant life.
啊，让我们活在世界上啊，能够享受你要应许给我们啊永远的平安跟喜乐。
So that when we live in this world, we can enjoy the peace and joy that you promised us.
让我们在这个愁苦劳烦的人生当中，能够享受你国度里面啊一切的福分。
So in this worldly life that we live, we can enjoy the blessing from heaven.
主，愿你今天带领我们的聚会。
Lord, please guide us this morning service.
让我们对你认识更深。
So that we can have more understanding in you.
能够迎接你做我们人生的救主。
So we welcome you to be our Savior.
求主你带领我们的聚会。
Please guide us our service.
让你的名得到荣耀。
Your name be glorified.
阿们。请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们请田传道来证道之前啊，我们要请圣和熙的唱诗班来献诗。
Before I ask Pastor Chen to give the sermon, we would like to invite the San Jose Choir to dedicate a few hymns.
Verse 20, the Apostle Paul states, But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. This tells us that even though we live in sin and despair, there is hope for us. Our sins may be great, but God's grace is even greater. His grace is powerful, matchless, and infinite. It is bestowed upon all who are ready and willing to receive Him into their hearts. Let us humble ourselves before Him today to receive the wonderful gift of His great love.And His marvelous grace.
在罗马书第五章的二十节，使徒保罗提到，罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。这就告诉我们，虽然我们在罪孽和绝望中存活，我们仍有希望。或许我们的罪恶极重，但神的恩典大过我们的罪孽，他的恩惠大有能力，举世无双。毫无极限，要赐给愿意用心接纳他的人。让我们此时此刻谦卑地领受他的大爱和奇异恩典。
Thank you.
That we are destined to live a life of darkness under Satan's control. This is when we need to take that leap of faith and trust in God. If we believe in Him, the power of His grace will lift us out of our sin and into His light and His love.
有时我们怀疑神的恩惠，或许我们会认为自己污秽与不配，任何的恩惠都无法蒙盖我们的过错。或许我们认为命运让我们生活在撒旦黑暗的掌控下，但也就在这个时刻，我们要用信心跨步走进对神的信任。当我们相信他，他的恩惠要将我们举起，脱离罪孽，进入他的光和爱。
Thank you. 奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证分享。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like to share a testimony with you.
首先非常谢谢我们教会诗班献的诗歌。
First of all, I'd like to thank the choir for those wonderful hymns.
从主这边所领受的，才会叫人感受是奇妙的恩典。
Only those from God can be deemed as a wonderful grace.
我们活在这个世界。
We live in this world.
将要遇到什么事，我们不知道。
We do not know what kind of things are we going to encounter.
因为有一件事实让我们了解。
Because one thing we do know for sure.
生命并不是在我们手中。
Life is not under our control.
我们只能说把既有的生命要如何使用罢了。
Only thing we can do is how to utilize our current life.
我们请看圣经约翰福音第一章。
So turn to the Bible, the book of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章
John chapter 1
请看三节四节
Verses 1, 3 and 4
三节四节
John chapter 1 verses 3 and 4
万物是借着他造的凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的生命在他里头这生命就是人的光在这里圣经很清楚地告诉我们
Here the Bible clearly tells us
世界万物所有的都是借着神而造的
So all things in this world are made through him.
那有一个事实是生命在他里面。
And in him there was life.
而这生命赋予人是我们人的光。
And this life was the light of man.
所以圣经清楚地记载下来有关人肉体生命的问题。
So the Bible clearly tells us the truth about our human life.
古代的人也对于生命有他们的看法。
In old times, people had their own opinion about life.
现代以后的人也同样是被规范在这个有限的生命里面。
And no matter where we live today or in the future, we're all limited by this life.
虽然我们活着
，Even though we live in this world,
我们用不同的方式来使用我们肉身的生命。
And we have different ways to spend our life.
但是，如果我们能够认识这位永恒的主耶稣基督
，If we can all get to know this eternal, everlasting God.
把我们的生命能够放置在他里面。
If we can place our life into his life.
我们所感受到的生命就不是只停留在肉体的这种生命罢了。
Then the life that we experience will not be only limited to the physical one.
因为永恒的耶稣基督
Because eternal Jesus.
在他里面有永远的生命。
Has eternal life in him.
我们不单单知道生命是从他来的。
We not only know that life comes from Jesus.
我们甚至也可以享受，也见证有关这生命的这个恩典。
We can also enjoy and also pass on the wonderful testimony of this.
我们以下就根据一段经文来做分享。
So I'd like to share a passage from the Bible with you.
让我们能够也体会到来到在主里面一种生命的见证。
So that we can all enjoy the testimony of life from Jesus.
我们请看《使徒行传》的第三章。
Turn to the book of Acts, chapter 3.
第三章的一节一直到十节。
Acts, chapter 3, verses 3 to 10.
第一节到第十节里面。
From verses 1 to 10.
这里记载彼得、约翰他们上圣殿做祷告。
Here recorded the story of John and Peter. They went to the temple to pray.
结果在圣殿美门口面前
，and at the gate of beautiful.
这个圣殿门口有很多，其中一个叫美门，名字叫美门。
There are many gates at the temple, and one of them is called the beautiful.
那有一个人呢、啊，他天生生下来是瘸腿的。
There's one person who's there who's crippled from birth.
他天天被人家抬进来，放在这个门口面前。
Every day he get carried into the gate.
他只是要面对进圣殿的人做一个动作。
He'll do one thing to all the people who came to this temple.
因为他天生瘸腿，所以他没有办法自己生活。
Because he's crippled by birth, therefore he could not live on his own.
他向那些进圣殿的人要求东西来帮助他。
So he asked for things from those people who went to the temple.
然后彼得、约翰看到他。
So when Peter and John saw him,
就定睛地 看他。
So they stared at him.
彼得说：“你看我们。”
Peter looked straight at him and said,
那个人就很留意看彼得他们两位啊。
So that the guy looked at those two persons, with attention.
指望要想从他们身上得到什么帮助。
Expecting to get something from them to help him.
但彼得却在这里对他这样说。
And then Peter told him here.
金银我都没有。
Silver gold I do not have.
只有把这位所信靠的耶稣基督的名告诉你。
Only tell you this name of Jesus Christ that we rely on.
并且借着主耶稣基督的名叫他起来行走。
And in the name of Jesus Christ, and ask him to walk.
结果当场这个天生瘸腿的人就能够得到医治，起来行走，跳跃着。
And at that right moment, this crippled person was able to get up and walk and jump.
我们在这里看见这位天生瘸腿的人呢。
We can see this crippled person, who is crippled from birth.
他虽然有肉体的生命，
even though he has a physical life,
但是他的生命是被动的。
His life is very reactive.
他没有办法想照自己的想法做这个做那个。
He cannot do things just according to his own will.
他是必须要依靠人呢。
He has to rely on the help from others.
他没有办法主宰他肉体的生命要做什么事。
He does not have full control of his own physical body.
所以有肉体的生命，但是他的生命并不是光彩的。
So even though he had physical life, this life is not a very glorious one.
是非常的脆弱。
It's very fragile.
有了生命，但是却没有办法展现出他自己开创人生的一个一面。
Even though he has a life, but he cannot live a full fullness of this.
有时候这样的生命用在自己身上，也觉得非常吃力。
Sometimes when he lived this life, he may have it very much difficulties.
那我们要谈的是，神借着他的使徒彼得、约翰，让这个人得到了真正的生命的见证。
However, we know from here that through the help of John and Peter, God was able to help him.
有几个因素
，There were a couple of things we want to
mention. 能够显明主与他们同在的一个生命的见证。
That shows us that Jesus is with them.
那这几点也可以作为我们的一个思考。
And those few points that we can be help for us too.
用这样的心思意念来到神的面前，就会体验了生命的见证。
And we come to the Lord with this kind of attitude, we'll be able to explain.
为什么主会与他们同工呢
？Why is God working with them？
在脆弱的生命上面显出了主的能力。
To show His power in this fragile life.
首先，我们来看第一节。
First of all, let's look at verse one.
第一节这里说，伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。
So, verse 1, one day Peter and John was going up to the temple at the time of prayer.
这里讲伸出是讲下午三点的时候。
The time was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
彼得、约翰他们有这种祷告的生活。
So we can see Peter and John had this life of prayer.
来到这里啊，觉得很高兴。
It's very happy to come here.
看见大家也蛮用心准备灵恩布道会。
For me to come here to see everybody spend so much time and effort to prepare.
而且更是看到神的工人非常用心的在神的殿中祷告。
You can see the worker of God spend their time here to pray in front of God.
有祷告这个很重要的。
It's very important to pray.
我们来看看彼得、约翰，就是有祷告的这种生活。
You can see here Peter and John, they had a life of prayer.
要去上圣殿的时候，就在这样的动作里面，看到了一个神要让他们行神迹的机会。
So during this prayer, they were able to see the opportunity for God to work.
彼得、约翰会上圣殿祷告。
Peter and John came to the temple to pray.
其实这也是跟耶稣基督学习的。
This is also a lesson from Jesus.
耶稣基督在世传福音的时候，
when Jesus was in this world to preach,
在祷告上面留下了很好的榜样。
He has set very good examples for us to pray.
退到山上祷告。
He came to the mountain to pray.
退到旷野中祷告。
He will go to the desert to pray.
工作前祷告。
He will pray before his work.
工作中祷告。
He's pray during his work.
工作后也祷告。
He'll pray after his work too.
甚至最后一次在客西马尼园的祷告。
Even in the last prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他特别带了彼得、雅各、约翰三个门徒一起去。
He brought three of his disciples to the prayer.
他在客西马尼园出入三次祷告，但是门徒们却打瞌睡。
He went in and out three times. When he was praying, his disciples fell asleep, however.
主耶稣特别教导他们。
So Jesus told them especially
要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
To be vigilant in your prayer so that they do not fall into the trap.
那后来主耶稣死而复活，升天之后
，When Jesus resurrected, when he ascended into heaven,
这个时候，门徒们在耶路撒冷城得着了神应许的圣灵。
So the disciples received the promised Holy Spirit in the city of Jerusalem.
他们就学会这个有关祷告的事情。
And that's when they learned the truth about prayer.
而且有圣灵的能力，勇敢在公会众人面前来述说耶稣基督的见证。
And with the power of the Holy Spirit, they were able to preach in front of everybody else.
我们看到有了一个祷告的生活。
We can see that with the life of prayer.
所以神就会在祷告的生活里面生发出见证来。
God will give them testimony in their life.
使徒行传又被称作圣灵行传。
The book of Acts is also called the book of Spirit, Holy Spirit.
整个使徒行传所有的神迹见证都是从祷告里面生发出来的。
All the miracles and the wonderful things that happen in the books of Acts are from the Holy Spirit.
在祷告中圣灵工作的运行。
In their prayers, the Holy Spirit will work.
成就了有许多神美好的见证作为、
And accomplished many wonderful things from God.
所以这是第一点，我们看到神生命的见证就是有祷告生活的一种现象。
So this is the first important point, is to have a life of prayer.
我们要来看第二点。
The second point.
请看二节到五节。
Let's read from verses 2 to 5.
这里这个天生瘸腿的一个病人、
This crippled person,
他的生命真的是很脆弱。
His life is truly fragile.
他只有停在要得到人的筹集给东西帮助而已。
His life is depending on the help from others.
他其他的只能用想的。
Everything else he can only dream about.
他没有办法像正常人这样要去玩，要去娱乐，要追求什么理想目标呢？
There's no way for him to pursue other goals like an ordinary person.
他的家里人看待他也是一样，你天天要被人抬到美门门前，傍晚再回来啊。
His family member probably look at him the same way, the way fact that he's got carried out in and out every day.
家里人这样认定。
And his family member will look at him this way.
众人也是这样认定，你的生命就是这样了。
So do everybody else in the around him look at him.
所以他是一个很可怜的人呢。
He's a very pitiful person.
其实这些人天天把他抬到圣殿美门口面前，也是一种爱心的帮助。
The people who carried him every day to and from the temple is also doing this out of their love.
但是这种爱心帮助也不能解决他面临的现实的问题。
Loving heart cannot solve his physical problem.
有时候我们会到监狱里面做布道聚会。
Sometimes we may go to a jail to preach.
在里面问他们，你们现在最想要的是什么事？
So we will ask them in the people in the jail, what kind of things do you
want? 他们都这样回答：自由。
They will answer freedom.
他们过去不珍惜自由。
They did not cherish their freedom.
犯了法，所以被关在监牢里面。
So now they are thrown into jail.
其中有一个这样说，
There's one person told me,
哪怕给我几秒钟的自由我也愿意啊。
Even if you only give me a couple seconds of freedom, I'm still willing.
我们想想看，
Let's think about
这个天生瘸腿的，
This person who is
他可能想要的更多，
He may want more.
但是碍于现实，他的所面临的状况，他没有办法这样做到、
Yet the reality does not allow him to do anything.
但我们要看的是第三节到第五节。
Let's read verses 3 to 5.
他看见彼得、约翰要进圣殿的门口。
So he saw Peter and John about to enter the temple.
他就要求他们要帮助他给什么东西、
So he asked for help from them.
那彼得、约翰定睛看他。
So Peter and John looked straight at him.
彼得说：“你看我们。
”Peter said, "Look at us."
那个人就留意看彼得、约翰呢。
So the person gave them attention.
这里讲的看不是一般的看。
This is not just any, very random look.
我们有时候会看到一些人，比较可怜在路边。
Sometimes we will also see some pitiful person around the side of the road.
很自然的会丢个铜板，在他的面前。
Very naturally, we may give them some change.
这样的人他也愿意接受啊。
And they are willing to take them.
那我们只是一份同情心。
This is just out of our sympathy.
我们看是看。
We just look at them.
但是我们的动作仅只有停留在这个部分而已。
And that's all we have. That's only sympathy.
很多的人没有更多的时间来 做更投入的关照或者什么样的服事。
Nobody will spend much more time to pay attention to care for them.
大家有自己的事业，有自己的家庭嘛。
We all have our own business to attend to.
哦，有自己的劳苦要担嘛。
We have our own trouble.
但是在这里却不同。
Here this is different.
彼得说：“你看我们。
Said, Look at us.
这个看他的动作就很特别了。
This is a very special, special thing that Peter was asking for.
我们来看一下这个马可福音的第十章。
Let's all turn to the book of Mark, chapter 10.
马可福音第十章。
Mark, chapter 10.
请看二十一节。
Mark, chapter 10, verse 21.
十章的二十一节。
Mark, chapter 10, verse 21.
耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说：“你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。”在这里有一个这个少年的财主啊。
Here.The story about this young, rich man.
他来问耶稣一个神官的问题哦。
He came to Jesus to ask him about a question.
他认得这位神，他是一位良善的人呢。
He knew that this person is a very good, nice person.
所以他问了一个问题，说怎么样才能够承受永生得救啊
？Therefore, he asked him, "How can I inherit eternal life?"
哎，他说他所有诫命都遵守了。
He mentioned that he has.Followed all the commandments.
但是耶稣在这个时候看着他。
And Jesus looked at him at this point.
而这个看不是用一般的看哦。
And this again is a special.
耶稣看着他，然后就爱他。
And Jesus looked at him and loved him.
所以这种看是用爱做动力为出发点的。
So this looking is a looking from his love.
然后对他说：“你还缺少一件。”
And Jesus told him, there's one thing
就是要去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，财宝必积在天上。
And go sell everything you have and give it to the poor, then you will have treasure
in heaven. 也就是要行爱心的生活。
That is to live a life of love.
然后你还要来跟从我。
And then come follow me.
所以耶稣看着他，然后生发一种怜悯的爱心呢。
So Jesus, when he just looked at him, he had.
然后教导他怎么做，你才能够得永生啊，得救啊。
And then instruct him what to do in order to get eternal life.
我们再来看那个约翰福音的十九章。
Now let's turn back to John chapter. Let's turn to John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
The book of John chapter 19.
二十六节，二十七节。
26 and 27.
在耶稣钉在十字架上的时候。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross.
他有一件事挂在心上。
There's one thing he had in his mind.
就是他肉身的母亲到底要怎么处理。
That is how to do what to do with his physical mother.
我们请看二十六节。
Let's read verse 26.
耶稣见到他母亲和他所爱的那个门徒站在十字架旁边。
When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple who he loved standing by.
站在十字架旁边。
Next to the cross.
他就对他母亲这样说。
So he said to his mother,
母亲啊，看你的儿子。
Dear woman, look at, here is your son.
然后二十七节又对主所爱的那个门徒说。
In verse 27, he said to the disciple,
看你的母亲。
Here is your mother.
后来那个主所爱的门徒就把耶稣的母亲接到自己的家里去了。
So from that point on, the disciple took his mother to his home.
耶稣并不是把他肉身的母亲玛利亚交给他的兄弟姐妹。
See, Jesus here did not hand his mother to his brothers and sisters.
他交给他所爱的那个门徒哎。
Instead, he gave her to the disciple that he loved.
对他母亲说：“看你的儿子。
”And told his mother, "Look at his
son." 对他所爱的门徒说：“看你的母亲。
”And to his disciple, "Look at your mother."
这里的看就不是一般的，你看我，我看我。
Here, the looking is not the ordinary looking.
而是用爱心来看。
This is the look of all of his.
所以二十七节后面那个主所爱的门徒看完之后，才把耶稣的母亲玛利亚接到自己家里来养哦。
So after the disciple looked at the mother, then he took him over to his house.
所以从这两个事件
，So from those two incidents that happened,
我们就可以再来看彼得。是怎么样看这个天生瘸腿的人呢？
Now let's think about how Peter look at this crippled person.
我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
彼得说：“你看我们。”
Peter said, "Look at us."
这是用爱心来看的。
This is a look out of love.
是用真正的有生命的爱来对看的。
This is a look with love of life.
所以神才与他们同工。
And therefore God is with them.
所以第二点很，就是谈到要用，要行爱心的生活。
Second point is to have a acts of love.
我们今天认识耶稣基督是生命的主。
We know Jesus as our Lord.
我们也知道圣经道理怎么说。
We all know what the Bible tells us.
问题就在于你有没有那一份爱心来活出生命的见证来。
The point is whether you have the love to act out all those teaching from the Bible.
彼得说：“你看我们。”
Peter said, "Look at us."
是用真正内心生命的爱来看这个生病的人。
And this looking is out of his own love.
所以主与他们同工。
And therefore God was with them.
我们再来看五节到
verses 5-7.
这个人就很留意看着他们两个哦。
So the man gave them attention.
然后彼得六节说。
In verse 6, Peter said,
金银我都没有
so when go, I do not
我只把我所有的给你
but I give you what I have.、
哎、这个就很重要了
this is very important.
这个就是跟随主的信仰的价值观
and this is the value system of the disciples.
我们今天做任何工作
no matter what we do today in this
world, 我在神面前服侍
or I work for God.
是不讲求利益报酬的
it doesn't matter what benefits I get.
白白的把恩典给我们
God has given our, his grace to us
我们也要完全的舍给更多需要我们服侍的人、啊、
We should do the same thing for others
而不是像一般的宗教现在有很多都要敛财、啊、
Not like any other religion in this world where they try to collect money
几年前就有一个宗教
There was a religion a couple years ago、
哎、那一个教主这样说
The master told them、
哎天堂位置有高低
There are good and bad positions in the paradise
最便宜的60万
the cheapest one is
最贵的200万
the most expensive one is
所以如果大家要住在天堂好一点的位置和地方尽量买高一点的200万
a better position in the heaven you better give me more money to get a more expensive one
但是很奇怪哦有很多医生律师工程师什么师的一堆真的就买呢
Very strangely many people with high education they actually purchase this lot in the heaven
哇一家六口你看如果200万1200万
If they have six in their household if you want to purchase $2 million per lot you need $12 million
哇真的很多这种高知识有钱人啊就这样子听的
And you'd be surprised how many well-educated people listen to this kind of garbage.
然后这个教主又说啊
And this person will say again.
在某年某月某日神会差派飞碟船过来所以我们要到某一个地方聚集。
On a certain day, on a certain time, God will send a flying saucer to a certain place and we need to go there to get ready.
那要怎么样上飞碟船呢
how do we get up to the flying saucer?
就是要结束自己生命奉献给主灵魂就跟着飞碟船就到天国去了
The way it is to end our life at the same time at that point then we, our life can go up
但是在这之前、啊、你的财产先登记到教主暂时保管
But before you do that you have to register your worldly possession to my name before you commit suicide
哇还好有的家属不笨、啊、就赶快阻止通报警察让 这一场很荒谬的这个做法阻止了
Fortunately, there are some member of the family. They realized what's going on. They told the police, and they were able to stop this whole very silly thing.
所以圣经里面这样教导我们了。
So、the Bible tells us,
你不可以为利益来混乱神的道啊。
Do not confuse the words of God with money.
我们在这里看到彼得、约翰啊，真的是很忠心哦。
Here, Peter and John, they are very faithful.
金银我都没有。
Silver and gold, we do not have.
我把我所有的就是耶稣基督见证给你啊。
I can give you all I have, which is the testimony of Jesus.
我们自己到神面前也要很忠心的敬拜他。
When we come to Jesus, we need to worship him.
尤其我们传扬耶稣基督更要忠心来见证的。
Especially those of us who preach the gospel, we need to do so.
所以我们看到彼得、约翰。奉耶稣基督的名叫那个人起来行走、哎、
So when Peter and John they asked him to walk in the name of Jesus Christ
非常非常的忠心传讲
It's a very faithful testimony
而不是用物质财务方面来做一种施舍然后要他来信主
He did not use material things as an entice for him to believe
人来到神面前的动机很重要
The motivation for a person to come to God is very
important. 你为主服事工作的动机要非常的纯正。
The motivation for you to work for God is also very important.
神的教会是有神同在的。
God is with us in this church.
要照神的方法来经营，甚至来发展。
We need to grow the church according to His will.
我们看到彼得很忠心的见证耶稣基督。
We can see here Peter, he faithfully testify for Jesus.
第七节，于是彼得拉他的右手扶他起来。
In verse 7, taking him by the right hand, he helped
him up. 这个人就马上就得到医治哦。
And instantly this person got healed.
这个不容易啊，天生瘸腿哎。
This is not easy. Imagine he's crippled by birth.
那彼得效法主啊，非常的忠心的。
And Peter is very faithful to Jesus.
我们来看一下马可福音的第一章。
Turn to the book of Mark, chapter 1.
请看第一章。
Mark, chapter 1.
二十九节到三十一节。
Mark chapter 1 verses 29 to 31.
二十九节到三十一节。
Mark chapter 1 verses 29 to 31.
这里说耶稣在加百农教会讲道完毕。
Here Jesus when he finished, his preaching in a local church.
就带着雅各、约翰进到彼得的家。
He took James and John to the home of Andrew.
因为有人告诉耶稣说，彼得的岳母害热病，在家里躺着。
And Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever.
有人告诉耶稣。
And somebody told Jesus about.
这个有人在马可福音里面成为他一个特色。
And here, as I mentioned, they told Jesus about her.
他不记载名字。就是说有人关怀而且告诉耶稣。
So here he didn't mention the names, mention those people by name.
然后三十一节耶稣进前来。
So verse 31.
就拉着彼得岳母的手。
Jesus came and took her hand.
然后扶彼得的岳母起来。
And then helped her up.
马上热就退。
And the fever left her.
彼得的岳母就立刻起来服侍耶稣和门徒。
And she began to wait on them.
这个彼得岳母很高兴啊。
And she's very happy.
但是当中有一个人更感动。
There's one more thing that's quite touching.
就是做女婿的彼得了。
That's Peter who is a son-in-law.
你看看到那个使徒行传第三章。
If you look at Peter in Acts chapter 3.
三章的七节。
Chapter 3 verse 7 here.
我们看到他的动作跟耶稣基督完全一样的。
We can see that he did the exact same thing as Jesus did.
拉着那个瘸腿的右手扶他起来。
So he took his hand and helped him up.
不单单遵守主的话。
Not only did he follow the words of
Jesus. 连所有的动作都跟耶稣基督效法。
And he even imitated God's actions.
这就是证明他忠心来传讲耶稣基督的。
And this shows us how faithful he is in preaching the gospel.
我们来看这个十五节，三章十五节。
Now let's read chapter 3 verse
15. 他在这里说，你们杀了那生命的主耶稣基督。
Here's you killed the author of life.
杀了那生命的主耶稣基督。
You killed the author of life, which is Jesus Christ.
神却叫他从死里复活了。
But God has raised him from death.
我们就是为这事做见证的。
We are witness of this.
这是一个很重要的得神有生命见证同工的一个依据。
This is a very important foundation that we have.
我们来看一下路加福音的二十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 24.
二十四章的四十四节。
Luke chapter 24 verse 44.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
耶稣在这里说。
Jesus said to them,
摩西的律法、先知的书、诗篇上所记的，指着耶稣的话都必应验。
Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms.
然后四十五节，耶稣开他们的心。
Jesus opened their minds.
让他们可以明白圣经道理。
So they could understand the scripture.
然后知道他受死从死里复活的见证。
Then to understand his testimony from his death to the resurrection.
并且要人奉耶稣基督的名传悔改赦罪的道。
And preach to all nations in His name the repentance.
从耶路撒冷传到万邦啊。
From Jerusalem to all the nations.
四十八节，耶稣说。
In verse 48.
你们就是这些事的见证哦。
You are the witnesses of these things.
我们看到这里，彼得就见证，就是我们就是为耶稣基督死而复活的生命见证来做的。
Peter, therefore he mentioned, we are the witness of Jesus Christ.
非常忠心传讲见证耶稣基督啊。
This is a very faithful account of Jesus' story.
我们信主不是要信人啊。
When we believe in God, we do not believe in certain person.
我们带人信主也是要信神啊。
When we bring people to church, we ask them to bring
believe in God. 而不是带来信自己啊。
Not to believe in a certain person.
所以你所有的动作所有的引导一定要带到神的面前呢。
So everything you do, you have to do things according to
忠心传讲耶稣基督
to preach the Jesus in a faithful manner.
Loyal preach Jesus Christ.
Royally preach Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到彼得他掌握了这一点呢。
So we can see Peter have grasped
this point. 跟那个天生瘸腿的说
So he told this crippled person,
金银我都没有
I do not have any silver or gold.
我奉耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走
In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to walk.
把耶稣基督完全的见证给你
So he witnessed, bear witness for Jesus Christ
所以神与他们同工
And therefore Jesus Christ was
显出生命的见证
Showed the life, the testimony of life.
我们再来看八节到十节
Now let's read verses 8 to 10.
这里讲那个天生瘸腿的就起来行走而且赞美神
Here, this person jumped to his feet and began to walk. And,
第九节，百姓看见他行走，也赞美神。
And all the people saw him walking and praising
God. 第十节
，in verse ten，
他们就看到这个天生瘸腿的生命得到了改变。
And they see this crippled person; his life is transformed.
满心惊奇神的作为。
They're full of wonder and amazement at what happened.
十一节、十二节
，verse 11 and 12，
众人就以为，哎，彼得、约翰这个不是普通人，是从神来的。
And then realize Peter and John, they're not just any ordinary person.
有人就开始要想要敬拜他们了。
And people started to want to worship them because they think this is God.
这个不是常人所能做的。
This is not something that an ordinary person can do.
但十二节，彼得对百姓说
，Peter said to them.
以色列人啊，就是众人啊，你们不要，你们为什么把这事当作稀奇呢
？Man of Israel, why does this surprise you?
为什么这样看我们呢
？Why do you stare at us?
众人的看就是说这个是神人呐、
啊。And when people look at them, they thought they're from God.
彼得马上撇清这个观念。
And Peter here he had to clarify.
难道你们以为我们是凭自己的能力和虔诚让这个人起来行走吗
？Do you really think that we did this according to our own capability?
彼得马上划清界限
And keep Peter draw a clear line
然后我们来看十六节
In verse 16,
彼得见证说我们是因信耶稣基督的名
By faith in the name of Jesus
因信耶稣基督的名
Because we believe in Jesus' name
借着耶稣的名叫这个人得一致起来行走了
So with Jesus, it is Jesus' name and the faith that come through him that gave this
他赐给人信心
And he gave us faith
叫这个人在你们众人面前全然好了
So this person can be completely healed in front of you
哇这真是一个美好的神迹啊
So this is indeed a wonderful miracle
神与他们同工显出生命的见证
And showed theTestimony of life.
至少有四个重要的认识。
There are at least four understandings from here.
第一个有祷告的生活。
First, we have the life of prayer.
第二个有行爱心的生活。
Secondly, they have the life of love.
第三个忠心传讲见证耶稣基督。
And thirdly, they preach the Jesus story in.
第四个
loyally.
归荣耀给神。
Finally, they gave the glory to Jesus.
所以我们看到使徒彼得、约翰配得神的同在，显出神迹奇事。
And that's the reason why we see here Peter and John; they're worthy of God.
他们确实也在做一个生命的见证。
They are having a testimony of life.
众人也看到了一个生命的更新。
And people have seen their life get renewed.
还是因为信靠耶稣基督的名而得到的。
And this is because they believe in Jesus in their faith.
信靠耶稣基督的名得到的
Believe Jesus Christ's name
而得到了这种生命的见证
And this is the testimony of life
从这一段我们很清楚的有这种认识
We can see from here very clearly
在这里讲一个见证
I'd like to share a testimony with you
有一个教会负责人这位弟兄非常非常的热心
There's one holy work in the church He's very fervent
他没有很好的口才
He's not very eloquent.
但是他默默做圣工的那种付出是 众教会肯定的。
Yet everybody can see how hard he works.
我们发现有很多人相当有口才计划，但是要服侍主常常不见。
You many times you see people who are very eloquent, but when they need when they're needed to do,
理由是很忙很忙。
They always have the excuse that they're busy.
忙着事业，忙着什么
？They're busy with their work, with busy with their business.
其实神看人是很清楚的。
And when God look at us, He's very clear.
有时候话不一定要很多，你实实在在做，神会纪念。
You don't need to say much, as long as you do things, God will remember you.
那这个负责人有一天身体不舒服。
So this holy work, one day he did not feel very well.
哇，这个罹患癌症。
Then it turned out he had the cancer.
然后他的肝跟肾已经坏了。
His liver and his kidney is failing.
所以找了几家医院，答案都一样，你不活不到两个礼拜，你就要过世了。
So he went to see quite a few doctors, and the answer all the same that they only had about 2 weeks life left.
很热心做圣工，也会遇到这样的事情哦。
Even though he is very fervent in holy work, yet he still encountered this.
有些人说，哎，我不热心，但是我没事啊，我健康啊。
You may some people may think, even though I do not do any holy work, I'm still healthy.
如果是这样想，那你很糟糕。
And you will be in big trouble if you really think like this.
你根本不了解认识这位生命的主。
You do not understand this God at all.
你用错误的做法，然后以他为夸口，这个很危险。
It's very dangerous to boast of this wrong.
应该是要感谢所有生命的主耶稣基督所安排的。
You should have just thanked God for this arrangement.
那后来有一个新的传道就调过来到这个教会。
So later there is a new pastor was assigned to this church.
哦，他也觉得很难过啊，为什么这么有热心的负责人快要死了
？So he felt very sorry too. Why God will allow this such a fervent holy work to die?
因为前面的传道有这么好的负责人同工啊，那个很快乐啊。
So the previous pastor was very happy because he had such a good helper.
在教会能够找到好同工啊，这个是很好的一个恩典福气。
It's a very good blessing from God to have a very good worker to work with you.
彼此共同努力来服侍主啊。
So they can work together to serve God.
感受到主的同在。
To feel the abundance of God.
哇，这个到那个传道就到他们家去。
So the pastor went to his house.
家里人都坐在操场啊。
They're all sitting outside.
有十几个人呢、啊。
About over a dozen people.
啊，哭的哭啊，难过的难过。
Some are very sad and some are.
如果你家里有人要死啊，在等那个时间才剩下几天，你看看。
If you have
你高兴起来吗
？Family member who's about to die in a couple of days.
你高兴起来，全家人一定骂你的。
If you're happy, then people will curse you.
除非你发疯啊，那种高兴又不一样的。
And won't feel very happy.
如果你是疯子 ，sad。
If you're insane,
那种表达高兴是不一样的。
And that's a different way of, showing your joy.
哎，这个传道就问他们家里人了。
So the pastor told his family members.
你先生，你们的爸爸呢
？Where is your father?
在房子的客厅里面。
He's in the family room.
医生说不行了，这几天要过世了。
And doctor said he's about to pass away in a couple of days.
哎，结果一进到这个。客厅啊
Once they get into the room,
就放了一张草席然后把那位负责人就放在那边躺着
So this worker is laying on a mat
旁边已经买好了很多丧礼要用的东西
And they have purchased many things that was used for the funeral
那个手脚变得很细肚子大大的
His forelimbs are very skinny and his stomach is very
swollen 皮肤是黄色要不然就黑色
HisSkin color looks very strange.
连喝水都不行，会吐哎。
He couldn't even drink any water, otherwise he would vomit.
他就这样躺着不能动哎。
He's lying there, couldn't move at all.
哇，这个传道一看呐、啊，就心里很难过。
The pastor felt sorry and sad in his heart.
啊，就弯下腰来对着他说话。
So he bowed down and said to him,
我是新来的传道。
I am the new pastor to the church.
现在准备要为你祷告。
Now I'm about ready to pray for you.
因为按一般的看法，这个传道在看，常常办丧礼，就一看就知道，哎呀，这个真的是要办丧礼的人了。
According to a normal thinking, this pastor he must have performed many funerals.
有名的医生都说这个会死啊。
Because all the famous doctors say he's going to die.
的确也是这样啊。
Indeed, that looked like the case.
结果。传道一讲完
，So when the pastor finished，
他就嘴巴打开想要讲话。
So this worker opened his mouth, tried to say something.
哇，那个一开啊，真的很臭。
And it smells really bad. 里面的器官很多不好了。Because all his internal organs are failing.
嘴巴一开臭死了。
When he opened up his mouth,
但是要为他做最后一次祷告，这个传道不敢脸色难看呐。
So the pastor, because this is the last prayer, he does not show anything.
传道就把他头低下来，耳朵就靠近他的嘴巴，听一听那个气声。
So he put his ear close to his mouth and see what he's trying to say.
哎，他那个气声还这样讲哎。
And this is what he said.
意思就是说，如果神让我活着，我要继续为主做工。
He said, "If God will allow me to live, I will continue to work for Him."
哇，不得了哎
！This is just wonderful.
马上就要死掉了，你还在那边立志为主做工哎
！He's about to die, yet he was still making his determination to work for God.
哇，他讲完就眼睛闭着，两边流眼泪啊
！So when he finished, he closed his eye and he started to shed tears.
哇，这个传道听了也很感动啊，也是流眼泪啊
！Touched too, and he's
哎呦，都快死掉，还在立志为主活着，我就要做圣工啊！
He's about to die, yet he's still determined to work for God.
哇，传道自己想啊，如果也是他变成他这样，有没有那种信心说，我如果还活着，要为主做圣工啊
？Pastor was wondering whether he himself will have the same faith when he was in his.
我们现在最有能力、最健康、最有智慧的时候，我们用在哪里啊
？When we are still healthy, when we're still intelligent, where do we use our energy.
在你人生最巅峰最好的时候你有这样子想到为主要做吗
At the peak of your life, at our life, do we have this thinking to work for God?
还是应付应付啊
Or we just try to
那你认识的生命的主是算什么呢
So what is the Lord of life?
哇太感动了
So he was really touched.
这个传道听了真的流眼泪
The pastor, when he
都要死的人还立志说活我如果活着为主做圣工
He's about to die, yet he determined to work for God. If
哇，这不得了
哎 ！To live, this is just amazing.
受不了，所以这个传道说：“哎呀，大家一起祷告。”
So the pastor, let's all pray together.
就一起祷告。
So they indeed pray together. In the name of Jesus Christ.
然后特别在这个负责人的他躺着啊，来按手。
So because the worker was laying on the mat,
祷告一段时间了。
After a while,
因为家里人有的哭哦，有的声音好大。
The members of his family were crying. Some were quite loud.
突然有一个，大家被圣灵大大充满。
All of a sudden, everybody was filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个传道也被圣灵充满感动。
Even the pastor was touched by the Holy Spirit.
所以感动到说这个人会好。
To a point that he believed this person will get well.
当这样想的时候啊。这个人就身体震动哎
，and right at that moment, this person's body started.
哇，突然有声音哎，祷告声的比在座的十几个人还大声啊
！All of a sudden, his prayer is louder than everybody else around him.
虽然传道有这个感动
，even the pastor had this touch in his.
但是心里想啊，哇，他在那边抖动啊，声音那么大，可能等一下结束了就走了。
Maybe now he's so violent in his prayer. Maybe afterwards he will die.
祷告完毕。
After the prayer,
这个传道照着感动就讲了。
So the pastor said, according to his,
你的先生，你的爸爸会好。
According to his thinking that he's,
哇，他那个家属一听了，大声哭哎。
So the family member started to cry.
这个传道脑筋是不是头脑坏掉了？为什么这样讲话
？Is this pastor crazy or something? Why is he saying something like this?
但是传道照着感动讲哎。
But this pastor said, according
to his prayer, 没有特别感动，怎么敢讲啊
？How dare he say something?
哇，传道看到他们哭了哎。也吓一跳啊！我说我讲这个。
So when pastor saw that the family member started to cry, he
当传道在面对面看他家属的时候
，when he looked at them，
后来啊，家属又大声在哭了。
And then his family member started to cry again。
哎呀，奇怪呀、
啊、！They were just wondering what's going on。
那个传道也觉得奇怪呀、啊。
The pastor was
往后看
，he looked behind him。
原来那个弟兄啊，站起来了嘞。
Then turn out that brother actually stood up.
家里人哭得更大声，以为他站起来回光返照，等一下又躺下去就走了。
Because the family member thought he was about to die. This is the final standing of this person.
有时候会有这种现象啊。
Sometimes you do see this kind of behavior.
哇，但是那个弟兄讲话了。
Yeah, this brother started to talk.
感谢主。
And thank God.
刚才有荣光照下来。
And there was a glory light from heaven just now.
从荣光里面有耶稣的手伸出来
And from that light, there came the
然后按摩在他的肚子上面
He touched his hand on my
所有的重担都掉下来了
All the burdens just shed away.
备案的地方都很舒服哎。
It's very feels very comfortable.
哎，他就说哦，要吃饭哎。
So he said, I'm really hungry now.
啊，家里赶快拿剩菜剩饭哦，给他吃。
So the family member took the leftover food for him.
哇，这个传道也是很担心。
The pastor was really worried.
会不会吃完就走了？因为也有这种现象啊。
Maybe he will die after his final.
他故意留下来在那边跟他们聊一个多小时哎。
So he just stayed to see what's going on.
哇，聊得很累了。
After about hours,
看这个弟兄还不错啊。
He noticed this brother still looking pretty good. 所以传道就回到传道房去了。So he went back to his place.
然后半夜很警醒，这个电话一来就知道什么意思。
So midnight he was up.Waiting for a phone call.
哎，结果没有哎。
There was not.
早祷会，他也来参加早祷会啊。
So in the morning service, he came again.
哦，问他怎么样啊
？So I asked him, "How are you?"
感谢主啊，好啊。
Thank God, I'm really good.
早祷会完就跟太太跑到自己的果园去看一看。
So after the morning prayer, he went to his own orchard with his wife.
哇，很多亲戚就来了，有的带钱，有的带丧礼要用的。
So all his family members came from far away to give them the funeral stuff.
听说那一天本来送棺材的也要来了。
And they were actually arranged the coffin to be delivered on that day.
这个亲戚来到家里问孩子，你们爸爸呢？
So when the relative came, asked them, "Where is your father?"
哦，去他的果园了，工作了。
So they told him that he went to the orchard to work.
亲戚就哭啊，为什么要骗我们？说死了这个。
So this relative started to cry. Why did you lie to us?
让我们白跑一趟。
So that we came all the way here with so much.
听到这个亲戚说要死，还没哭啊，这个活了还是没有死就反而哭呢。
Now they heard that he's not going to die. They started crying.
我还跑到果园去找那个弟兄哎。
They went to the orchard to see him.
你为什么没有死啊
？How come you are still alive?
我们请假来看你啊。
We took the day off just to see
you. 那么多丧礼要用的东西怎么办啊
？We bought so much stuff for a funeral. What do we do with them?
那个弟兄说怎么办？退回去啊？怎么办
？Why don't you just return to the store? The brother said.
他就见证耶稣基督救我。
How Jesus Christ saved him.
耶稣基督显明他生命的见证在他和他的家身上。
How Jesus Christ show him and his family the testimony of life.
神要显出生命的见证是超乎我们人类科学的头脑的。
And when Jesus does this, it's beyond our scientific understanding.
你没有办法用你的理智去思考的。
You cannot figure out according to your
神要做事是超越人的一切的。
According to our own mind, God is beyond our
understanding. 甚至超大自然的作为的。
Beyond our physical laws.
就是这样来选民啊。
And this is how he chose us.
生命的见证。
This is the testimony of life.
就在神的工作里面去成全。
It's fulfilled in his work.
就像彼得约翰一样。
Just like Peter and John.
他们也奉耶稣基督的名显明了这个活生生的生命的见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, they show this testimony
of life. 重点是要认识这位主。
The key is to know the Lord Jesus.
然后感受到一个最好的见证的恩典。
To experience his testimony.
我们请看哥罗西书第三章。
Turn to the book of Corinthians.
请看第四节。三章的第四节，这里保罗做见证说，耶稣基督是我们的生命。
Here Paul said, "Jesus Christ is our life."
当我们认识这位耶稣基督
，When we know Jesus Christ,
愿意在他的名下接受赦罪的洗礼
，If we take the water baptism under His,
我们的罪人、旧人就在他的里面死了。
There are our old self who died.
我们的生命就与耶稣基督一同同在。
Our life will be with Jesus Christ.
我们经历他生命恩典的见证。
We'll experience the life of.
我们自己就会体验见证耶稣基督就是我们的生命。
Then we will experience that Jesus Christ is our life.
我们也欢迎亲朋好友也能够有这样的经历。
We welcome our friends and relatives to have this experience with us too.
唱诗四百六十八首。
A sing hymn 468. Eagerness.
我们非常愿意让这位生命的主耶稣基督进到我们的身心。
We're willing to have this Jesus Christ to come into us.
所以我们的祷告要有这一方面的认识。
So we need to have this understanding in our prayers.
第一句话要讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First thing we say is to pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
接下来你要一直讲哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
And after that, we can just keep saying Hallelujah.
是希伯来话，赞美主的意思。
Which is the Hebrew meaning praise the God.
如果你讲中文，你也可以用哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
If you say in Chinese, you can just say Hallelujah.
但是要讲得很迫切。
You have said so in the form.
大声一点。
You need to say loud.
你太客气、太小声了，就很难感受到主的同在。
Really hard to feel God if you're shy.
我们祷告的时候，双手合着放在胸前。
We close our hands in front of our chest.
把眼睛闭起来。
Close our eyes.
要专心祷告这位主。
We pray to our God in full attention.
然后双膝跪在主面前。
We kneel down in front of Him.
那如果脚不方便，可以坐在第一排椅子，也可以接受按手。
If it's not convenient for you physically, you can just sit in the first row to be laid hands on.
长职传道按手乃是要祝福我们。
Holy works will lay hands on us to bless us.
并且也求神成全我们所求的。
And to ask the Lord to complete, to fulfill what we want.
这位神不怕我们来查考他，体验他。
This God wants us to study Him.
他反而更愿意我们来去经验他，追求他，体验他。
He's pleased when we try to experience Him.
他就会施怜悯的恩典在我们身上。
He will give us His blessing.
虽然我们利用不长的时间做祷告。
Though our prayer is not that long,
我们专心一样，神也在中间。
And God will be with us.
也悦纳我们的祷告。
He will be pleased with our prayers.
要求圣灵的，请跪在第一排。
Those of us who want to ask for the Holy Spirit, please kneel
down in the first row. 要祈求属灵各样恩惠的，就跪在第二排以后。
If you ask for a spiritual blessing, please kneel the second rows and behind.
我们现在就开始用心到前面来祷告。
Let's all come to the front and pray together.
谢谢你。